I call the Judiciary Committee to order. There is a quorum. Members, today we're going over House File 2821. This is Federal Reserve Bank Disclosure Taxpayer Return Info. So the plan is to adopt an author's amendment and to pass it to the General Register. But first, we have the minutes of April 9th. Can I have a motion? Chair Johnson moves the minutes of April 9th. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Motion passes. The minutes for April 9th are approved. This first bill that we have up for consideration is House File 2821. My motion is that it's going to be recommended to be placed on the General Register. So the bill is before us, and I think I'll just do this from the chair, if that's all right with everyone. We have some testify. Oh, we got to do the amendment first. Does everyone have a copy of the amendment, the ET2 amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any discussion about the DE2 amendment, concerns, issues, or anything? Okay, seeing none, all in favor of the DE2 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Motion passes. The DE2 amendment is adopted. So the next is the bill before us. So we have some testifiers. If you can make your way up to the testifiers table. We're going to do St. Paul first.
So that would be Mike Solomon.
All right. That's right. B. Kyle, Mike Solomon. Welcome. Yeah, we got four chairs, so I guess we're just a big, happy family up there. Okay. Welcome to the committee, to the bill as amended. Please introduce yourself for the record.
Thank you, Chair, members. Mike Solomon. I'm the treasurer for the City of St. Paul.
My name is B. Kyle. I'm the president and CEO of the St. Paul Area Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning. Jonathan Weinhagen, president and CEO of the Minneapolis Regional Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Gene Ranieri. I'm the director of government relations for the City of Minneapolis.
Excellent. Thank you. Welcome. Why don't we go ahead and start out? I'm not going to make St. Paul. If you guys have it worked out, you're all up there together. Who's going to go first? Go ahead.
I'll go ahead if you don't mind, Chair. So after adoption of the city's minimum wage ordinance, the city council adopted a resolution that should be included in all of your packets. The resolution recognizes the need for a comprehensive economic analysis of our ordinance and specifically its impact on St. Paul's residences and businesses. The resolution outlines the offer of the Minneapolis Fed Reserve to conduct this comprehensive study, and it supports the Fed obtaining all of the data that's going to be needed to conduct the study, while also maintaining the data privacy and confidentiality. So overall, this study is a really important part of successful implementation of the City of St. Paul's minimum wage ordinance, and the city supports the legislation that gives the Fed the data it needs to conduct the study.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions for the testifier? Oh, okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Kyle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, my name is B. Kyle from the St. Paul Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning. In 2018, we co-chaired a Citizens League Minimum Wage Study Committee charged with examining the cost and the issue of increasing minimum wage in St. Paul to $15 an hour. The impact of such an increase was at the center of our discussions, and a key recommended outcome was a study of this nature. The importance of accurate data in this process and moving forward can't be overstated. As you can imagine, the members of the study were specifically interested in the answers to questions as to the impact of such an ordinance to employees and employers alike. What would an increase mean to individual workers? Would $15 an hour actually impact poverty in our community? Would it detrimentally impact their access to other benefits, such as housing and childcare? And on the other side of the equation, how would a mandated $15 minimum wage affect the employer community, particularly when competitors just across the street face no such mandates? How many businesses will slow their growth, lay off employees, leave St. Paul, or even close? Would they have to raise prices to compensate? How would this affect the rest of the market for wages? Would the number of jobs be reduced? Frankly, we still don't know the answers to these questions, And after both St. Paul and Minneapolis adopted the $15 minimum wage ordinances, the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis offered to assist each city free of charge with a multi-year evaluation on how the increase impacts workers and businesses alike. The proposed evaluation is the most comprehensive economic impact study of its kind and has the potential to inform public policy, not only in Minnesota, but also nationally. We understand and share concern about privacy as it applies to the collection of data. That said, given the need and proposed security measures, we strongly support the Federal Reserve as a neutral third party to conduct this evaluation and granting of its request for data sharing with its researchers to provide the most helpful measured outcomes over time. We strongly urge you to do the same, and I do thank you for your time.
Excellent. Thank you, Ms. Kyle.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my colleague from across the river has done a nice job of capturing why we're here today, both communities a year apart, passing ordinances around increasing the minimum wage. You know, as we moved from the policy discussion into implementation discussion with our policymakers in Minneapolis, the one thing that the business community really stressed was wanting a study that effectively called balls and strikes over a period of time to understand what is the economic impact, if any, so that policymakers could continue to adapt and reflect on those policies. Strongly support the partnership with the Federal Reserve, are grateful for them stepping up, a nonpartisan organization, to really begin to look at the data to better understand the impact that it's having on our businesses, our residents, and the region as a whole. So Minneapolis Regional Chamber strongly supports this bill in front of you. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Weinhagen. Any questions? I forgot to ask if there are questions for Ms. Kyle also, but Chair Johnson, is that a question, or are you just, okay. Mr. Ranieri.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. I'd like to thank you and the minority lead, Representative Scott, for your advice and help in drafting this legislation. My colleagues have covered an awful lot of information that I was going to cover, but there's one thing I'd like to point out. That in 2018, September 1, the first baseline study of this study, this report, was released. That report will be followed by updates in 2019, 2020, and 2021 regarding the issues that were presented by our friends from the chamber. The baseline report said a lot of things about in the city, what was happening in the city of Minneapolis in terms of growth, job growth, businesses, and some trends. But it also, in its report, identified a challenge, and that challenge is what we're addressing today. That's the ability to share data. So we support this legislation. We, like our friends in St. Paul and our chamber friends, are very supportive and have been cooperative throughout this process. Thank you very much, and I'll stand for any questions.
Excellent. Thank you. Are there questions for Mr. Ranieri? Seeing none. So, members, is there any other member of the audience who's here, a member of the public who wishes to be heard on House File 2821 as amended? This did come in late, that would have been a problem, but y'all got everything buttoned up pretty good, hence the zero questions, because you walked it through pretty effectively, so nice job on the government relations people and you guys sitting up there. Seeing none then, am I forgetting anything? I don't think so. Okay. All in favor? What? Yeah, all in favor of House File 2821 as amended, that it be recommended to be placed in the general register, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Motion passes. Thank you very much. Members, anything else before we adjourn? No other business before the committee? All right. Thank you, members. Committee's adjourned.